Hello and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm going to be bringing you something a little bit different to our usual content. Yes, we're going to be looking at two quick demos of Zendesk's new generative AI solutions for the contact center. The first will show how Zendesk has augmented the live agent experience with generative AI, and the second will highlight how Zendesk has augmented the virtual agent experience with generative AI. Yes, some really exciting stuff, and after each demo, I'm going to catch up with Teresa Anania, Senior Vice President of Customer Experience at Zendesk, to answer some quick FAQs on each demo. But for now, I'm going to stop rambling on and let you enjoy the first demo of the Gen AI-powered agent experience.
Generative AI can help you say it better, say it faster, and deliver more consistent support. As tickets come into the agent workspace, a summary is available for the agents, giving them the full context of the conversation so far. When the agent begins writing their response, they can click the Enhance button to get help from generative AI. The AI will expand a few words into a fully formed message or even an internal note. Agents can also use tone shift to make the response sound friendlier or more formal. This not only helps the agent write more consistent messages, but improves customer satisfaction. Generative AI for agents, your partner in crafting exceptional customer experiences.
Well, that was our live agent demo of the new generative AI tools from Zendesk, as mentioned in the intro. And now I'm delighted to be joined by Teresa Anania from Zendesk to dive a little deeper. Yes, yeah, so Teresa, some really exciting stuff there. And I think maybe the best question to ask you is kind of what has been the response from your customers to all those great agent generative AI tools that we've just seen?
I mean, the response has been amazing. I have attended many of our showcases and talked with many of our customers, and they are all thinking about this very deeply. And everyone is talking about how they can use this purpose-built AI to actually differentiate their customer service. We have hundreds of customers fully adopting some of the most advanced capabilities of our AI. And we have thousands of customers that are trying it out as we speak. So I think, you know, what we're seeing here in the CX industry is just a pivotal point. You know, AI has been, frankly, around for quite a while, but we all know some of the shortcomings of previous manifestations of AI. I think today, what you're seeing coming out of Zendesk is that we are really, this is a purpose-built tool. We are really focused on CX at this company. So our tool has been trained for years on trillions of tickets that are CX specific, relevant in very specific industries and use cases. And I think what customers are most excited about is being able to leverage this for sure to remove some manual work from their agents, definitely, you know, take some of those repetitive tasks and move them off to something so low effort for the customer. But I think the other exciting part is what it's doing to transform the agent experience, because in the assisted mode where they are needed and the issue is complicated, customer context and tone and information is all being surfaced across all the knowledge bases. Agents are able to see different critical either workflows or content that could help that customer all right at their fingertips, like right at their UI. So I think what is exciting is the customer experience, but also what customers are seeing about the agent experience and how this is going to improve their jobs, frankly. I think looking ahead, we're going to see AI not only solve some of the most, you know, basic capabilities that customers sometimes don't even want to work with a human on, but also more complex issues over time and complicated workflows. Think of handoffs that could be automated so you don't have to have that human triage and the impact that's going to have on the customer experience. So I'm excited because our customers realize like this is just the start. We've had some real breakthroughs with respect to large language models and generative AI. We found that about 80% of recent AI research and development has been focused on this area. So it's very exciting because imagine not only what's here today, but what is to come. And I think there's so much hype around ChatGPT, and we've seen like many impressive LLMs, but I really think what customers of Zendesk are so excited about is the way that we've trained our model. The fact that it's purpose-built, out of the box successful, and really with very minimal time to implement and get started using. So I'm excited about today's announcements, but also about what's to come.
Yeah, and I do kind of want to pick up on that last point there. You mentioned that it's out the box. And yeah, great to hear as well that there's been such a good response from your customers. But with this being out of the box, how long will it practically take for a contact center to deploy an experience like we've just seen?
That's a great question. And I mean, you know, business size, complexity of existing data structures and workflows will all matter. But I am astounded at how fast our hundreds of customers, we have several hundred already, as I mentioned, fully adopted. And when we look back over their journey from out of the box to fast time to value, for the smaller to medium-sized businesses, it is 10 days on average where they are already seeing a huge ROI, impact, agent productivity, also on customer experience. So think of things like intelligent routing, making sure that, you know, tone, sentiment, and or language preferences are leveraged in where to send the customer need in the first place. Like those are very quick workflows that can be implemented within days. And then our medium to larger customers with more complicated data structures and also just lots of integrations necessary, we're still seeing on average 30 to 45 days, those customers are getting fast time to value on some of the most clear, fast, you know, fast, quick wins in using our AI and then fully adopted by day 60. So that's our trends right now. And this is like early days. As I mentioned, we are providing lots of guidance, not only self-serve content to help customers get up and ready, but also guided experiences with our professional services team. So we're really leaning in and helping customers. I have like two really good examples. One is Grove. This is a certified B Corporation. They're on the leading edge of sustainable business practices that are really good for people and the planet. And they really run their customer service team very similar to that philosophy. So innovation is key. They're really early adopters, kind of on that high part of the maturity curve, offering a great differentiated CX experience. They have long time been users of our bot solution, and now they're adding our advanced AI, and they really want to improve operational efficiency while providing much more personalized care, even online. So their chat volumes already have dropped more than 80%. And, you know, that is just even through the messaging transition they've done, which includes conversational CRM. It's a brilliant way to engage with customers. And they're still maintaining a 95% CSAT score. So imagine the operational efficiency there and the better agent experience as well. Then there's another one, big brand we all probably know, Liberty out of London. You know, they have a customer service team that is very focused on that in-store experience. And today they use Zendesk AI not only to keep, but really enhance their personalized customer service, along with all of our other tools. They're one of our, you know, biggest users. And they increased their CSAT, their customer satisfaction score dramatically. They were able to decrease their first reply time and overall ticket resolution time. And they're saving thousands on help center costs annually. So these are just two examples where we can quantify what is the goal of the business, because, you know, each business may differ in what their focus is. And then we can actually size the impact of the implementation of our AI. And it's amazing these results are just in the first few months of release.
Yeah, some really great outcomes there in both of those use cases in terms of customer outcomes, in terms of agent outcomes, and in terms of the wider business outcomes too. And also what I really liked in there was how Zendesk is kind of holding its customers' hands through this kind of Gen AI transformation process too. Because, you know, for a lot of companies, this is their first steps into AI with the kind of almost low-hanging fruit use cases in what we've just seen there in the demo. So yeah, lots of really good stuff, but there is this sort of elephant in the room when it comes to anything generative AI, and that is those stories that we hear about hallucinations and maybe some data privacy issues. So it'd be great to just quickly hear about what Zendesk is doing to make sure all of the Gen AI solutions that they're putting forward for their customers are safe and secure.
Yes, it's a very important topic. Every roundtable I'm at, everyone is curious and wanting to jump in, but they're also skeptical because mostly of privacy and security concerns. Look, I mean, overall with our platform, like this isn't our first rodeo, as you might imagine. We really hold ourselves to the highest standard when it comes to data security and privacy. And we prioritize our customer data protection and we adapt to all the different security and regulatory changes through really continuous product development. We're always out looking at what's new in the industry, in the market segment, in the region, and our team is on top of it. So our flexible tools, you know, even foundationally for all of our customers, are equipped with really robust security and privacy features, and they facilitate ease of use and scalability for all different customer sizes. So with that shared approach of responsibility with our customers, we really give them all the resources they need for seamless security management. And then besides our advanced tools, which I'll speak of in a minute, like we're helping companies overall just safeguard customer data very uniquely with control, flexibility, simplicity, all the things that really matter. And then on top of that, we offer Zendesk AI advanced security and privacy capabilities. And these are features such as auditability, encryption, business resilience, as well as certifications and seals, FedRAMP, 150 certifications. And, you know, we're enabling that across our product portfolio, but very specifically for AI. And we are also very mindful of, you know, table stakes, compliance in laws like HIPAA and GDPR, and those are all baked in. We have this advanced data privacy and protection package as well that many of our largest enterprise customers are super excited about and have been leveraging. And this just allows them to have even greater control and flexibility over their customer data. So think of things like safeguarding the business with even stronger encryption and elevating privacy by, you know, specifying what data is shown, what is kept, all the retention, and also access controls. And then strengthening security at scale with a lot more visibility, with auditability of who is logging in, who accessed what, who searched on what data. So I think all in all, this whole foundational level and then even our more advanced package is giving customers just a lot more of that ease of mind in basically exploring all the great things that we can get from AI.
Yeah, very comprehensive overview there. That's great. And I'm sure that will help put lots of minds at ease as they're kind of approaching how to implement generative AI in the contact center. And we've already seen how generative AI is changing the live agent role. It's now great to skip ahead to another demo of how generative AI is changing the virtual agent role, the next kind of Zendesk demo into how it's doing exactly that. So I'll put that onto the screen for everybody now. And yeah, enjoy.
Trained on billions of real customer interactions, bots powered by Zendesk AI are different. Take this customer trying to buy a new pair of running shoes. The bot immediately identifies the intent of the customer and provides a list of options in a rich carousel. It also recognizes that this is a repeat customer and makes personalized suggestions based on past purchases. The bot then transfers the customer over to a specialist who can help them further. It was able to provide a faster, more personalized conversational experience, solving the customer's problems and supporting business goals. While bots are more sophisticated, setting them up is pretty straightforward. admins can use ready-made answer templates. These templates are based on the largest database of intents specific to your business. This ensures that your bots can provide immediate and accurate answers, so you spend less time on training and maintenance. And bots are up and running in minutes instead of months. And as the system learns your past conversations, it will identify common unrecognized questions from customers, helping you fill gaps in your bot's knowledge and telling you exactly what to automate, so no question ever goes unanswered. Unlock the power of personalized self-service at scale with Zendesk Advanced Bots.
Excellent. So that was the demo of the generative AI augmented virtual agent. Really incredible stuff that's helping to drive some of those significant benefits that you've already outlined, Teresa, at kind of companies like Groove and Liberty. But maybe kind of delving into this virtual agent solution specifically, what other benefits are your customers kind of enjoying from this use case of generative AI?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a really interesting progression of very quick wins and then more advanced capabilities as they get more and more comfortable with the great results. So we're seeing hundreds of customers using the newest capability, which is generative AI. And obviously there, we're talking about all great ways for agents or even customer-facing teams more broadly to have, you know, context, content, and tone right at their fingertips, summarized, giving them suggested, recommended language and responses, all sorts of ways to expand that or change the tone a bit. It's just really a great way to personalize the customer experience when in the hands of the agent. I think then as customers progress in their use of the technology, we're seeing them use some of the enabled predictive capabilities, the enabled automations. And this is really helping overall just broaden not only the agent productivity, but then also the way the customer experiences just a much more relevant and tone-friendly bot. So some of the things we've been delivering that have been in use are in our bot arena, like intent detection, obviously bot personas. You can like pick your persona so that it more mirrors your company culture and themes. Some of the controls in there are really differentiators. Content cues, being able to search across knowledge base so that, you know, no one has to bake in an if-then condition to use knowledge base relevant articles. But it gives the opportunity for the admins, the folks that set this up, to design it, whether it's literally customer facing or more enabling the human to then look over it before it shows to the customer. So that's like a really nice part of the control. I think on the agent side, what we're seeing are things that really just help getting the inbound customer need to the right person at the right time first. Instead of like all the times we have found where either a macro doesn't fit or a workflow isn't available and built by, you know, those that set up the CX experience, we're finding AI be able to sift through all of the critical verbatim that comes in and really get it to the right place at the right time. This could be based on language preference. It could be based on, you know, skill-based routing, channel routing. So different ways that you might want to make this a more intelligent, you know, getting to that first contact so that really over time, the way I see it is that it really helps extend beyond just the support role and the agent role and into all of the other teams around the company that are needed by the customer so that it really helps include everyone as a customer first type of focus. And the customer doesn't have to wait for someone to hand off, which typically means longer response times. So all of those, you know, summarization capabilities I mentioned, those extend to all the teams that would be leveraging this technology, not just the agents. Some of the other things, of course, around employee experience, I just want to call out like hundreds of new widgets and new capabilities within new intents within our AI that just rolled out. We have, you know, a lot of capabilities in the area of security and privacy that I mentioned before. So that just rounds out what we're seeing most customers interested in today as the ones that are already getting fast time to value.
Yeah, again, lots of really great stuff. And you mentioned how generative AI is kind of expanding already beyond kind of the confines of just an agent experience and the confines of a chatbot experience too. And I guess that kind of that hints at maybe the direction that you at Zendesk are taking generative AI. Maybe, I don't know if you could finish by telling us kind of what's next in terms of your generative AI innovation at Zendesk.
Yeah, I think it's really profound, and our roadmap is so robust. I just want to make sure that we are like meeting the needs of our customers right out of the gate with all the feedback we're getting. So some of the things we're looking at are like custom intents, renaming the out-of-the-box intent names, adding custom capability, entity detection, automatically detecting customer information, product information, order information, and like surfacing all of that into the workflow and what would be available at the fingertips of the agent. How many of us talk about alt tabbing and swivel chairing? Like a lot of that will go away as we roll some of that out. More generative bot capabilities. So yes, the bot today is really good, but it's going to get even better via email, and more control over that persona and brand, as I mentioned. Some of the basic bot capabilities are going to get even better. Some of the foundational things like integrations, reporting improvements. We also have new agent assist capabilities coming. All the things right at the fingertips of those agents, like the next reply suggestion, where they can, again, be the editor, review it, update it, but at least it gives them a great starting point. Generative replies in the help center searches, which I know many of our customers depend on in their especially digital, you know, experience, and really just general access of all the early access things that I've been sharing with you. So a lot of this early access capabilities we've been using as a way to really get, you know, real-time customer feedback, make it even better. And I think that has been really helpful in getting such a firestorm of new capabilities delivered, not only now, but into the next couple quarters. So that's really rounding out some of the new things coming. This is something we are really invested in. We are surge investing in because we know this is so critical to the space. And we're excited. And I think I mentioned earlier, we have lots of great services to help our customers navigate, not only the what's available, how to implement it, how to get good ROI sizing from that. So, you know, it helps them prove that business case and what's coming on the roadmap. So we're here to help and would love to engage with any of our customers that want to start into the AI experience.
Wow. Yes. So much there to look forward to. And I'm enjoying myself. I'm looking forward to the prospect myself of writing up some of these latest innovations and sharing them with our audience. I think maybe that's a great place to end today's chat. It's been a great conversation. So thank you very much for joining me today, Teresa.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. And thanks to everybody for watching. Bye for now.